Welcome, everyone, to another episode of A Teaching, A Song, and A Poem. I am glad you're here, I am glad you're listening, and I am especially glad for your kind and generous support to the show. I always struggle with different ways to say thank you, so I don't have anything particularly creative this time, but just know a heartfelt thank you from all of us here at The One You Feed. So today's episode is part three in a four-part series that I've been doing about the idea of taking refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, and what that might mean for us in our lives today, even if we're not Buddhist. The very first episode, I just started off with the idea of what refuge is and a basic idea of what those different terms are. At last episode, we talked about what taking refuge in Buddha might mean. And in this episode, we're going to talk about what taking refuge in Dharma might mean. Now, the word Dharma is a very confusing word because it shows up and is used multiple ways in Buddhism, and it also shows up in Hinduism, Jainism, Sikhism. It's used differently in so many different ways, and translators consistently say it's a hard word to translate. But apparently it comes from the Sanskrit root DHR, I don't even have the foggiest idea how you'd say that, which means to hold, uphold, or maintain. Now, Dharma is commonly used in a few different ways. It can be fundamental reality or cosmic law. It can be the teachings or path taught by the Buddha, or it can be experienced phenomenon. And so I'm going to walk through each of these because I think each of them is a different way of taking refuge. In the last episode, we talked about how you could approach any of these teachings at three different levels. We said that there was an outer, an inner, and an innermost level that we could approach these things at. So on the outermost level, the simplest way to understand Dharma is simply the teachings that are out there, often thought of as the teachings of the Buddha. But for the purposes of what we're talking about, it could be taking refuge in any teachings or any wisdom that helps you. So anything that helps you feel better, that helps you to live with more freedom, brings comfort, wisdom, peace, any of those things are the type of refuge you could take in Dharma. I would even extend that further to say Dharma, you can take refuge in literature or music. These are all other ways, I think, of taking refuge in Dharma. The next level in tends to talk about Dharma from a path that you walk. And I like to think of this as, we could think of it as a path, but to me it means something slightly different. And the way I like to take this is that my life is Dharma. And I can take refuge in my life, that my life will act as teachings for me, that everything I need to learn is embodied and is here in my life today. And so I simply just can learn from my life, and I can take refuge in the fact that what I need to grow is present right now. And then finally, on the innermost level, Dharma is often thought of as anything that is experienced phenomenon. So what the heck does that mean? Anything that is experienced phenomenon? Well, in the last episode, when I talked about Buddha being one way of talking about absolute reality or talking about the emptiness or the connectedness of everything all at once, right? The unity, Dharma is often thought of as all the different forms. The 10,000 joys and the 10,000 sorrows is another way of saying Dharma. It's everything that shows up in our consciousness. And so the refuge here is just taking refuge in the way things are and in all the forms that show up. And so I can take refuge in the forms of nature. I can be in nature and take refuge in nature. I can take refuge in music. This is another way of taking refuge in the forms, in everything that's experienced. So I often think of this as taking refuge in the joys of life itself. So those are three different ways of thinking through Dharma as refuge. One is just the teachings themselves, whatever they might be. The second is recognizing that my life itself has everything that I need to learn. Life is its own teacher if I'm willing to show up and learn from it. And then finally is taking refuge in all the forms that life takes. The sunset, the river, the mountain, the dog. My friend John just got a new puppy who is so adorable. Her name is Maddie. It's unbelievable. Taking refuge in Maddie, the puppy, but it's taking refuge in all of the forms. So hopefully that is helpful to you. We'll be back next time, and I will talk about taking refuge in the Sangha, which is really just a fancy way of saying community, but we'll talk about what refuge and community means on these three different levels. So for our poem this week, I am dipping into the Teaching Song and Poem archives to a particularly good one they're all particularly good ones, but this is one that I love. It's by the poet Wendell Berry, and it talks a little bit about what we were just talking about, which is taking refuge in Dharma, in the forms that the world takes. And this is called Sabbaths 1999-7. By Wendell Berry. Again, I resume the long lesson. How small a thing can be pleasing. How little in this hard world it takes to satisfy the mind and bring it to its rest. With the ongoing havoc, the woods this morning is almost unnaturally still. Through stalled air, unshadowed light, a few leaves fall of their own weight. The sky is gray. It begins in mist, almost at the ground, and rises forever. The trees rise in silence, almost natural, but not quite. Almost eternal, but not quite. What more did I think I wanted? Here is what has always been. Here is what will always be. Even in me, the maker of all this returns in rest, even to the slightest of his works. A yellow leaf slowly falling, and is pleased. That's Sabbaths 1999, number 7, by Wendell Berry. Our song this week is a pretty new song, came out sometime in the last couple months. Chris introduced me to this record, and I have been completely obsessed with it since, more so than I have with almost any new music in a while. I love when a new record just totally captures me, and it's all I want to hear for days and days. And this record has done that. It's by a band called The Fratellis, and the album is called Half Drunk Under a Full Moon, which is the first song on the record, which is amazing. I am going with song 3 on the record, which is, I don't know if it's currently my favorite, but it was for days. And it is called Lay Your Body Down, and it has a bunch of different things about it that I think are incredible. This record, the harmonies, the vocal melodies are amazing. The instrumentation, it's just got a feel to it that I love. Lyrically in this song, I love this idea in the chorus of take the long road when in doubt. Take the long road and you'll find your way out. And that idea, so much resonates with so much of what we do on this podcast, which is that idea of it takes consistent and constant effort to make a life worth living, right? We don't make a life worth living by taking the short road. We do it by taking the long road. That's the idea. It's a beautiful song, and I hope you enjoy it, and I will see you next week. This is Lay Your Body Down by the Fratellis. Slide song.